Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vangelist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by the editors of Wood Magazine for their Beginner's Techniques category at woodmagazine.com. It's titled, Edge Banding Basics. Now to find more great online content, including woodworking tips for woodworkers from beginners to pros, visit Wood Magazine's website at www.woodmagazine.com. Or, of course, as I always do, I'll make sure to have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Edge Banding Basics, written by the editors of Wood Magazine for the Beginner Techniques category at woodmagazine.com. The easy way to dress up the edges of sheet goods. Plywood and melamine-coated particle board have plenty of advantages over solid stock, but you do need to cover their unsightly edges. In our shop, adhesive back edge banding does the trick splendidly and doesn't require any special tools. Edge banding comes in species to match most hardwood plywoods, including birch, cherry, mahogany, red oak, walnut, and white oak. It's also available in white, black, and almond shades of polyester plastic for edging melamine-coated particle board. You'll most commonly find it in 13/16 inch wide strips for 3/4 inch sheet goods, in lengths of 8 feet, 50 feet, or 250 feet. This wood veneer or plastic tape is backed with a hot melt adhesive that forms a tough bond with plywood or particle board edges. If you don't find it at your local home center, call the sources listed at the end of this article. Edge banding's advantage over solid wood edging. We found commercially made edge banding to be easier to work with, faster to install, and better looking than solid wood edging that we make in our own shop. That's because commercial edge banding requires no clamping, produces no glue squeeze out, and is less noticeable than solid strips that are 1/4 inch or so thick. You can even apply edge banding to curved edges. Try doing that with solid strips. And edge banding holds up great so long as it's applied properly. 1. Ensure the sawn edge is smooth and flat. Deep saw marks and large voids will cause problems. Then, set a common cloth iron on a high heat setting. You can buy commercial edge banding irons if you fear getting glue on your clothes iron, but they're not necessary for good results on flat edges. Starting with any edge on the sheet good, cut a piece of edge banding about 1/2 inch longer than the edge. Large rolls of edge banding will have finger-jointed splices about every 8 feet. Work around these splices if they're noticeable. Center the edge banding on the edge, and with the iron, apply heat to one end. Be careful to keep the banding centered with one hand as you advance the iron down the length of the banding, as shown at left. Move the iron steadily so you don't burn the wood or melt the plastic. 2. When working with curved edges, heat the tape with a heat gun, as shown at left. Heat short sections so the glue doesn't have a chance to cool too much before the next step. 3. Immediately after heating the adhesive with the iron or heat gun, press it down firmly for good adhesion. The iron normally presses the tape down adequately, but it's a good idea to go back over the banding with the backside of a chisel, as shown at left. On curved edges, use a hard roller, as shown at right. Allow the hot melt adhesive to cool for a minute, then run your fingers along the edges of the banding to check for good adhesion. Reheat and rub down any areas that lift up. 4. Trim away the excess banding with a sharp chisel. Start with the banding ends, as shown at left. Push the chisel in short strokes for good control. And don't be concerned about getting every last bit of the excess banding. You'll take care of the remainder in the next step. If your chisels aren't sharp enough to handle this task, buy a handheld commercial stripper from one of the sources listed at the end of this article. 5. Outfit a hardwood sanding block with 100 or 120 grit abrasive, and sand away the remaining excess as shown at left. Repeat all of these steps for the remaining edges. That was Edge Banding Basics, written by the editors of Wood Magazine for woodmagazine.com's Beginner's Techniques. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.